One of the most common questions a young person gets from someone older is, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" It's been said that when older folks ask this question, they aren't looking for an answer. They're really looking for suggestions. But finding your passion and purpose is perhaps one of the most important decisions a person will ever make.
My two childhood passions were memory / the mind. I was fascinated with learning, with the mind, with memory, and I was also obsessed with music.
Meet Lana Israel, a woman who knows a thing or two about finding and following your passion.
I grew up with my mom constantly playing the piano, classical music, and my dad loved pop music. So I got exposed to pop music through my dad. He played this very prestigious instrument called the recorder. So I grew up in a musical household.
So Lana let the power of music become part of her life.
The interesting thing about being a kid is if someone doesn't tell you you can't do something, you don't think you're not supposed to do it. You're just like, oh, well, I'd like to do this creatively and write music. So I wrote music.
But like other 8-year-olds, Lana also had other interests.
My fascination with learning came from my dad. My dad was a training consultant. He trained people in retail how to sell more effectively. And he was really fascinated with applying neuroscience to selling. I guess some kids had parents who would throw a baseball with them or whatever else. Like, my dad would sit me down on a Sunday morning and teach me mnemonic techniques. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And that's how I got really into the mind and memory and learning at such a young age.
Now, to save you all the time of running to the internet to find out what mnemonics is, I've already looked it up because I had no idea. Mnemonics is a concept that explores the relationship between human memory and decision-making. When it came time for her 8th-grade science project, Lana could put her fascination of memory and learning techniques to use.
The big moment for me was when I was in 8th grade, it was mandatory that we did science projects every year, and I didn't know what to do my 8th grade science project on. And my dad said, "I have a book I think you'll find interesting." And I was instantly intrigued. And so I wound up doing my 8th grade science project on this learning technique called mind mapping.
As you might expect, Lana went on to have an outstanding educational career based around the concept and study of learning. She earned her undergraduate and doctoral degrees studying cognitive psychology, and more specifically, memory. She did postgraduate work at Oxford University in England and was well entrenched in academia. And it was something she enjoyed. But there was still this thought, this memory, this fascination, this passion Lana continued to have for music. And as much as she loved academia and the study of memory, she also knew how important it was to find out what she was passionate about. That's when she did something drastic.
I decided that I wanted to leave academia and pursue my other lifelong passion, because I was still writing music at the time, even throughout college and grad school. And I decided to go into the music business. And so I left England. I moved to Manhattan. I got a job, the equivalent of the mailroom in the music business. And my dad would call me about once a week. And he would say, "Have you lost your mind? I mean, like, what are you doing?"
But Lana felt something different inside.
I woke up every morning, almost pinching myself, feeling this sense of joy that I don't think I had ever felt before. I woke up every morning feeling so happy and so excited and so much joy, just thinking about the fact that I was going to do music for like a living, for a job, for a profession, or just to have it in my life in that type of way. And the joy was real. The happiness was real. The excitement was real. And If I felt this happy and excited about working with music, then I got to give it a shot. Then I have to find a way to do it.
So Lana got in touch with a music producer and she was hired.
So I'm working for this music producer and he's a like fabulous music producer, really great, really talented. And within, I think, the first 6 months of me working with him, he had a big number one hit. And so my tasks evolved from the more assistant-y stuff to helping him on the more day-to-day operations of the business. I remember there was a morning, and by the way, he had very well-known artists working with him. There was a morning, it just occurred to me, wait a second, we have these artists come in the studio in the morning, a song doesn't exist. When they leave at the end of the day, suddenly the song exists. This to me is one of the most amazing things about being human. You create something from quote unquote nothing, right? But suddenly this song exists. And then what I started to observe is if the artist decided to record the song, release it on an album, pick it as a single. And I go, wow, a month ago, this song didn't exist. And now millions of people are going to know all the words to this song.
Think about it. Can you remember the words to your favorite song? Can you remember the words of a popular song from 10, 20, 30 years ago, or even longer? If you've graduated from high school, can you remember the words to your school song? It's absolutely amazing the power music has on the mind. Now, with Lana's love of music, combined with her understanding of memory, something clicked.
If I said to you, think about something that your eighth grade teacher taught you in math class multiple times, and now recite that lesson verbatim for me now, you would laugh at me and go, that's a trick question, right? That's a joke. There's no way you would expect me to do that. No one could do that. Yet if I say, think about a song that you heard multiple times when you were 12 years old and loved, and now tell me all the words to that song, you go, of course, I could do that. And that was like the insight and the moment when I became obsessed with music as a learning technology.
There were already great examples of music and learning that Lana tapped into.
I became obsessed with this idea, and it was an obsession. I mean, I was like really, really into this idea of using music to learn, and I started to look into it and think about it. What became clear to me was that music as a learning vehicle was saturated when it came to early childhood learning. Like, do you know a baby whose parents don't expose them to music when they're a baby to learn? And so it's like, that's the way babies learn. In fact, it's how we learned our ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
People think the ABCs is simple, but it's not. It's actually a really challenging cognitive task in which you're asking the learner to memorize 26 nonsense syllables in perfect order. It's a really hard task. And we can do that as babies because we put the information to music. And if I ask an adult what comes first, P or Q, I pause so your listeners could try to answer. They're probably going, L-M-N-O-P, to answer the question right now. So yeah, music is part of how we learn as babies. And then when we get to kindergarten, first grade, we stop using music as a credible pedagogical tool as we get to early elementary school. And so that's where I saw an opportunity. Is I was like, there's plenty of great music to help babies learn. There's no great music to help kids learn in K through 12. And when we started to look at where kids struggle the most in the K-12 grade band, it was math, and it was actually middle school math. And so that's where we started. We are taking kids from failing a math quiz to getting 100% in one 15-minute session on our platform. We are taking kids from failing a math diagnostic to doubling their score in 4 weeks in summer school using our platform. Those are the types of outcomes we're seeing.
Lana would have been a great success if she continued down her road in academia. But being brave enough to follow her passion for music, she is now changing the world of math in memory. Learning's not a mystery when music is the remedy
to supercharge your memory. I think it's the most important thing to follow your passion. And the beauty of being young is you don't have to find your passion right away. You've got your life ahead of you to explore a lot of things. And that's what I would encourage young people to do, is to explore. The kids listening to this right now will have jobs that don't even exist right now. And so I would say to find something that you're passionate about, or explore a bunch of things to find something you're passionate about, and then become really, really, really good at that thing. Because that's what also differentiates people, is being really, 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 really good at something. And when you love what you're doing, it's becoming really, really good at it is natural. It happens because you just love putting in the time and the effort. It's the way to go. Find what you love. You don't have to find it right away. Take the time, explore, find what you love. And when you find something you love, do it for as long as you love doing it.
How might your passion in life change the world? Find your passion, follow your passion, and pass it on. From PassItOn.com. In a future episode, we'll follow Lana's success with Museology and the impact it's having in the lives of young people. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. PassItOn.com, the podcast, is available wherever you get your podcasts.